Nicole Holofcener had an indie hit in 2001 with her feature Lovely and Amazing. Her new film, Friends with Money, is an ensemble comedy that stars Jennifer Aniston, Catherine Keener, Joan Cusack, and Frances McDormand. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Humanist, female-centric, socially conscious comedy dramas with characters you want to talk about, played by 40-something actresses you want to see, Hollywood doesn't make too many of them, or any, really. So even if Nicole Holofcener's Friends with Money doesn't quite snap into focus, it feels vital and alive in ways that mainstream movies rarely do. In Holofcener's last film, Lovely and Amazing, the writer-director explored women's estrangement from their own bodies, a theme so traumatic that most commercial movie makers won't go near it. Friends with Money revolves around another uncomfortable subject. It's about what happens in an intensely materialistic culture when longtime gal pals find themselves in vastly different economic brackets. No, that's not an accurate description. You could see Friends with Money, enjoy it immensely, and not fully register what it's about. It's about couples having dinner and shopping and driving around Los Angeles. It's character-driven, a slice of life. Holofcener doesn't trumpet her big themes. It's more like she circles around them. Here she juggles four female friends, three in couples and one between bows and at loose ends. Franny and Matt, played by Joan Cusack and Greg Germain, are super rich with nary a care. Jane and Aaron, played by Frances McDormand and Simon McBurney, are prosperous but have unspoken sexual tensions. A lot of people think the effeminate clothes horse Aaron is gay, and he might be, although spending money on clothes is a preoccupation of many rich men in L.A. Christine and David, played by Catherine Keener and Jeremy Isaacs, are screenwriters, doing fine money-wise, but David wants to one-up the neighbors by adding a story to the house. The hub of the film is Olivia, played by Jennifer Aniston. She's a near-penniless pothead ex-teacher who's reduced to cadging free cosmetic samples from department stores. She amazes her affluent friends by working as a maid. When Cusack's Franny fixes her up with a crudely sexist fitness instructor, she thinks maybe she could learn to be a trainer herself.
So the course is $1,800, and I pay it back over a period of time.
That's a lot of money.
But I make it back.
Why don't you just go back to teaching? Teach poor kids.
It's not my calling.
Miss Franny, I am going home now. Hi, Lydia.
Hi, Teresa. Hey, you know what? I'm doing what you do now.
Oh? I'm a housekeeper. Cleaning houses.
Okay, good night. Bye.
That's so stupid.
I'm just sort of confused because you're my only friend who doesn't like to exercise and you're going to be a trainer.
I don't understand. Do accountants have to love numbers? Do nannies have to love children?
Yeah.
Franny, if you had to work, then what would you do?
I feel like I work. I feel like taking care of my kids is work.
But you have full-time help.
It's true. Are you trying to make me feel bad?
No, I don't think.
What an interesting subtext there must have been on the set, given that Aniston probably has more money than all the other actors combined. She's always been a non-starter on the big screen, but her rather mushy passivity works well for Olivia. She throws off little glints of perversity. In one scene, she avails herself of the vibrator of a woman she works for, and it helps that she has a colorful ensemble that takes some weight off her. The heart of all of Holofcener's movies, including her first, Walking and Talking, is Catherine Keener, whose persona strikes the perfect balance between confidence and vulnerability. She's accommodating to men, but too well-defended and quick-witted and prickly to surrender. Keener is so refreshingly real that it's gotten to the point where any movie she's in, I'm there. Just as terrific is Frances McDormand, who plays a standard Holofcener character, the Injustice Collector. Her Jane is a successful fashion designer, so angry at the world's indifference that she's on the verge of a breakdown. And if Cusack's Franny seems a bit of a drip, money has fuzzed her head, the actress makes her ether ethereally funny. Hollif Center builds scenes around motifs that resonate. Olivia's accumulating face cream samples, the hopeless Jane's unwashed hair, and the screenplay on which Christine and David collaborate, a great metaphor for their relationship, in that she's writing a character for one kind of movie, and he's writing one for another. The characters don't mesh. That's not a metaphor for friends with money. It's digressive and not too sharply focused, but the characters are wonderfully of a piece.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.